Welcome to Radio 21.
Last night at about 6:45 p.m. nearby the Green Market in Pristina, unidentified persons shot with a submachine gun towards Mehdin Bektesi 30 from the suburb of Matisani. Mehdin was shot on his leg and his hand, but his health is not in a critical state. Council for Human Rights and Freedoms informs of many suburbs of Pristina sealed off by heavy Serb police force, equipped with heavy combative arsenal, that resulted in hundreds of people displaced from the suburbs of Matisani and Loza Spitalit. LDK, Kosovo Democratic League sources informed the dead body of Ardian Nail Zurziu found dead today nearby Urashet in prison. Last night he was kidnapped by unidentified persons. Renewed violation. The deployment of Serb forces in the regions of Kosovo. New attacks towards many villages aim to fulfill the plan of ethnic cleansing in Kosovo, concluded the officials of Democratic League of Kosovo in the meeting that was held today. LDK has invited the population of Kosovo to be aware of many misconstructions that can occur. They also invited the population to be highly solidarized with the displaced people. Many Albanians that aim to cross Kosovo-Macedonian border line were hinted today by Macedonian authorities. Border entries in Honi Lizet and Globočić were not allowed to be passed through, and no reason is given for these strange measures.
Welcome to Radio 21.
Our reporter in Suhareka, Gazman Berisha, referring to Albanian sources, informs of seven Albanians shot dead by Serb police forces. Emrla Hoxha and Mehmet Hoxha from the village of Pechan, Ramadan Jamal and Bislim Morina from Reshtan, all of them sheltered in Suhareka, and Fadil Nasser Bitusi from Suhareka. These civilians were killed under the pretext of one Serb was killed earlier in the center of Suhareka. Seven corpses of killed Albanians were carried out in Prizreni Morgue Hospital. Albanian sources inform many people arrested, but no information is given that could help to learn about their fate. Serb police burned to ashes yesterday the house of Shevki Fazli Kuci from Suhareka. Today the city is abandoned and there are only police forces seen everywhere in the streets. Last night at about 5:30 p.m., the dead body of Kustrim Goshi was found in the suburb of Preguidiel in Pristin. Meanwhile, unidentified persons threw a bomb in a cafe restaurant Kuha in Pristin at about 7 p.m. Arianit Boyla was killed, whereas Yasmin Yoha and Agin Boyla badly wounded within the case. No less than 2 hours passed when unidentified persons shot towards Magic, a pub nearby Kuha, killed Ardian Abdullahu and wounded Leonora Lutoli and Fadil Draga. At about 6:30 p.m. in the suburb of Dragodon in Pristina, Serb police force wounded Bekim Musa from Pajaran as he was going to buy something in the nearest shop. Bekim was said to be on mental diseases. After the incidents, the suburb of Dragodon was sealed off by heavy police force. Kosovo Information Center informs nothing is known about the fate of 3 Albanian children since the last Sunday. One member of these families confirms that Remzi Shahin Goshi, 13, Rustem Aslan Hamiti, 12, and Leutrim Aslan Hamiti, 7, went on the city to sell tiny articles, and since that time no one is aware about their fate. 2 corpses found in the municipality of Vushtre. There have been clashes between Yugoslav Army and KLA units during last night, our reporter Javahir Izmoku informs. Skender Blota from Stanov Sefer, English teacher in high school gymnasium, found killed early this morning. He was earlier threatened by Serb police forces and he was seen for the last time at about 6 last night. Meanwhile, Halil Zula, 60, from Bechuk, that was missing for 2 weeks now, found killed and his corpse happens to be in Mitrovica Morgue Hospital. The village of Foshlan and Dubas resumed to be under heavy Serb force attacks. There were heavy fighting between KLA units and Yugoslav Army in these areas last night. Albanian sources from Abilis informed Ilira Demi, 26, killed and six other of unknown identity wounded last night during Serb force shelling towards Gravosi Epram in the municipality of Abilis. In the village of Hade, a person was killed, but his name is not yet confirmed. Referring to Media Centra, armed Albanian groups attacked police patrol in Glagod Skenderaj roadway at about 8 a.m. No information of possible casualties given, but it is said Serb police replied in self-defense and now are in search for the authors of incident. Many houses along Glagod Skenderaj roadside are seen to have been put in flames. Serb forces located in Trstenik are shelling Trstenik and Vrbovce. Meanwhile, the village Krušec is embraced with the flames of heavy fighting. News agency Kosova Press informs Serb force launched two missiles in the locality of Likas. The villages of Prekas, Prehlovce, Galica, Dubovce, Krasalic, Podac and Dubox are entirely ravaged by the fire. Serb forces informed Slavisha Markovic, 28, from Kamenica, Kosovo, was killed nearby Lapashtica Poshtme, municipality of Podijeva, during an attack KLA units made against a police patrol. Kosovo Information Center informs a bit calmer situation in the municipality of Podijeva, except some houses burnt in Glamnik. Meanwhile, in the city of Podijeva, facts bear witness to a very appalling situation reigning in spite many Serb forces are located here today. Life in this city has lost its meaning and everything got stuck, these sources inform.
Welcome to Radio 21.
Our reporter in Skenderaj informed Serb infantry troops to have entered the village of Polac and killed 16 residents of this village. Radio 21 sources learned the names of eight killed persons that were brought in Mitrovica Hospital. Sabit Beg Velici, Ramiz Recep Gecaj, Nebi Hazir Vojvoda, Yunus Kaleci and Vladim Vojvoda, whereas three other corpses are still unidentified. Most of houses in Skenderaj are burned to ashes. Male residents are taken as hostages in the factory of ammunition and in police station in Mitrovica. Over 15,000 people displaced from Drenica live in fears that they might still seek some other place if they are attacked. There is a great need for food and medicaments because most of them are sick. Our reporter in Mališeva, Yusuf Butuci, informs the clashes between KLA and Yugoslav army that took part from the late night in the municipality of Mališeva brought with them an immense number of displaced people that spent last night outside in cold and in fears. Three KLA members wounded and a lot of Serb soldiers killed. There are big chances the fighting's to start again since new Serb reinforcements, over 18 combative vehicles today are detached in the city of Mališeva. Serb forces shelled two villages in the municipality of Suhareka. Villagers of Pečan and Slobožan fled their homes and sought shelter in some other villages that are considered less endangered. Our reporter Gazman Berisha informs from Suhareka. Two Albanians have been wounded during yesterday attacks Serb forces made against these villages. Our reporter also informs today at about 2:45 p.m. some gun shootings were heard in the center of Suhareka that served as a pretext Serb forces to maltreat pedestrians and to put in flames an Albanian house. All the areas in the center of Suhareka were put on sniper's lances, whereas the roads of this city are full of police and military troops. In spite of the appalling situation, shows no signs of improvement, it is decided the lessons of all levels to be suspended till March 31st. News agency Kosova Press informs the dead body of Cemal Muloku, 38, from Ivoj, was found yesterday. The deceased is said to have been on mental diseases and he got killed on March 9 during Serb forces attacks in the village of Kašaniku. Kosovo Information Center informs Vesel Dervishi from Poklekiri, municipality of Klagoz, died last night in Pristina Hospital. He was badly injured last shelling Serb forces made towards this village.
Welcome to Radio 21.
The Council of Human Rights and Freedom in Skenderaj informs of heavy Serb forces attacks in Polac, Prekaz, Lubavec, Prelac, Dubac and Mikusnic that resulted in many houses burned to ashes. Serb forces launched today two guided missiles in Likac at about 10 a.m. The residents of these regions in fears fled their homes and they were burnt in Glagas, Turicets, Obriolet and other villages that are considered less endangered. The city of Skenderaj still sealed off various houses of the 2nd and 3rd Avenue ravaged by the fire, Albanian sources in Skenderaj informed. Meanwhile, even though there is extremely hard to reach information of casualties, these sources count 16 Albanians killed. Kosovo Information Center informs the displaced people of Skenderaj and Glogoz that found birth insurance to have remained under the care of their fate. Over 15,000 inhabitants is doubtful whether they could survive in such conditions. Only a few of them are sheltered in school building and in mosque premises, whereas the others have remained outside in the field. LDK sources in Vushtre inform Serb forces to have resumed today with heavy shelling toward villages that stretch in Čičevica mountainside. Smoke has been billowing from the villages of Kol, Mihalice and Brusnik. Meanwhile, the residents of Nevadan fled their homes after the ultimatum they received. Only three elderly are said to have remained within the village. No one is sure now about the destiny of Aslan 92, Mirim 85 and Hatem Ekovac 70. Albanian sources in Podujevo inform of heavy pounding towards Salaboj, Godishnjak, Penu, Buric, Konoshec, Lapashtic, Obranc and Katunisht. According to unconfirmed information, there are many killed in Buric. Albanian sources inform Serb forces shelled last night villages of Pećan and Slapojan. No information of possible casualties, but the residents fled their homes. In spite of tense situation reigning, Communal Council of Education decided to suspend the lessons in Reštan, Studenčan, Pećan and Slapojan. LDK sources in Mališeva informed three KLA soldiers wounded during last clashes in this municipality. Referring to eyewitnesses, Kosovo Information Center informs that the police station in the city of Mališeva was in flames last night. Residents of Mališev, Caraluk, Škorašnik, Tepezeule, Dragobil and Astrazub fled their homes under the wake of Serb crackdowns. From an ambush last night in Pristina, Vladimir Jeftis from Krušec, Dejan Ivković from Lebon, Aleksandar Milojković and Milovoje Nisic from Pristina were killed, whereas Nezat Osmani received bad wounds. Informative Service of Army Corps informed Slobo Rajković, 21, died in spite of wounds he received during the clashes in Lozhanov Podujevo. Kosovo Information Center informs Islam Goshi, 41, from Hajvalija, killed last night in the suburb of Ulpiana under unknown circumstances.